You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Coronavirus is officially a pandemic. The World Health Organization has officially defined the COVID-19 outbreak as a pandemic. But what does that actually mean? Pandemics are more about geography than severity. The word describes a disease that spreads globally and infects a large number of people. The advice remains the same as it has been all along, though. Wash your hands, try not to touch your face, and stay away from other people as much as you can. No, a border wall won't stop coronavirus. Responding to a tweet about the COVID-19 pandemic on Tuesday, President Donald Trump wrote, "We need the wall more than ever." The problem? The science doesn't back it up. Infections don't magically obey physical borders, and research has shown that travel bans in general have limited impact on slowing the spread of disease unless transmission is also on the decline within a community itself. The idea of a wall on the southern border seems particularly pointless when you figure that the U.S. counts more than 1,000 confirmed coronavirus cases at this point, while Mexico reports just 7. Fast fact, 53%. That's how many rideshare drivers were very concerned about reduced earnings during the COVID-19 outbreak in a recent survey. A significant number, 43%, were also worried about contracting the coronavirus on the job. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.